USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down from his post. Barr meeting with the president on Monday and submitting his letter of resignation. Barr's last day will be the 23rd of December. The president saying Deputy AG Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been the heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Border Patrol is seeing a surge of children being abandoned along the border. Commissioner Mark Morgan says it's heartbreaking.
In one case, there was a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old brother and sister that were just left in the peninsula in the middle of the river, hoping the CBP would discover them.
Morgan believes cartels are telling their parents to send kids because they will be allowed to reunite with them under a Joe Biden administration.
Human smugglers are fueling perceptions that our borders will once again be wide open, and that will be reinstating the loopholes that have been closed.
President Trump isn't thrilled with the plan by the Cleveland Indians to undergo a name change, the president calling it a product of cancel culture. His reaction after it was reported that the club will make the announcement as early as this week. The decision to change the name comes after years of protests from some fans and some Native American groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities today. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. Planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
The UAW and U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit say they have reached a settlement to reform the union in wake of a wide-ranging bribery and embezzlement scandal. The union has been in the throes of the scandal for years as the government probed corruption in its upper ranks. The investigation has led to 11 convictions, including that of 2 former presidents. Many of the officials were accused of conspiring with others to cover up the use of union cash for trips to Palm Springs, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.